This is WFAE News. I'm Gwendolyn Glenn. A big health insurance and managed care company is bringing more than 3,200 jobs to Charlotte. Centene Corporation of St. Louis announced plans this morning for an East Coast headquarters and technology center in Northeast Charlotte. WFAE's David Borax has been following the news and joins me now. David, 3,200 jobs sounds like a lot. How big of a deal is this?
You're right, Gwen. This is a big announcement, especially given that we're in the middle of a coronavirus pandemic. And Centene says it'll bring more than 3,200 jobs to Charlotte over the next 12 years. Governor Roy Cooper made the announcement with local officials this morning, and Centene is getting big financial incentives from the city and county governments, as well as from the state's main incentive program. It's called a Job Development Incentive Grant, or JDIG. Here's how Governor Cooper described it.
It'll create the largest single job creation project by headcount in the history of North Carolina's JDIG program.
And David, how much exactly is the company getting?
Well, that state grant is worth about $439 million. Charlotte and Mecklenburg County are giving Centene about $73 million, and the company's getting $4.5 million in community college training assistance. Now, all of those incentives come with a catch. The company has to meet agreed-upon goals for hiring and keeping those 3,200 employees over the next 12 years.
So let's talk about those jobs. What kinds of jobs are they, and what kind of salaries will they have?
That's a great question. Those jobs have an average annual salary around $100,000. That's well above the Mecklenburg County average of $68,000 a year. And most of those jobs would be new ones, though a few people are expected to move here from Centene's headquarters or other offices. So Centene is in the health insurance and managed care business, and it says it's very technology-driven. So look for those kinds of jobs to be here. It's the nation's largest Medicaid managed care company and the largest insurer on the Federal Affordable Care Act marketplace. So these employees would be helping to run those operations, both the technology and business sides. I did ask Mayor Vi Lyles this morning if all of these would be high-paying jobs or whether some would be aimed more at average wage earners, and she said that about 1,000 jobs would be in operations, maintenance, and other workers helping to run the campus. Those will pay an average of about $63,000 a year. Lyles said it will be
a good opportunity for everyone in this community to compete and to be able to entry level and go to their university, take advantage of their child care and their other benefits. So when you think about that, that's a really, really important aspect.
And Lyles says the company also will be able to hire graduates of the city's financial technology training programs. Another person at this morning's announcement was Mecklenburg County Commission Chair George Dunlap. He said the project would benefit the entire county.
In addition to the jobs created by this project, the county estimates that nearly 2,500 secondary jobs will be created as a result of this investment.
Dunlap said county officials estimate Centene will contribute a net $102 million in new revenues over the next 20 years. That's money that can be used for schools, libraries, parks, and other new investments.
So where will this new Centene campus be?
This all started about a year ago when Centene began looking for an East Coast headquarters. They also looked closely at York County, South Carolina, and Tampa, Florida, but CEO Michael Neidorf said they really liked Charlotte, and in particular an 80-acre parcel in University Research Park in Northeast Charlotte. That's the big office park off West W.T. Harris Boulevard near I-85. It already has offices of Wells and Fifth Third Banks, the investment company TIAA, and Duke Energy, among others. The land backs up to a greenway, and they're planning not only offices and technology operations there, but also a child care center and a corporate training facility. The CEO also announced today that they've got another 50 acres under contract for future expansion. He says they eventually could have 6,000 employees here in Charlotte.
So any time frames as to when all of this will happen?
Well, they're hoping to get a start pretty soon. They hope to break ground as early as August, and things could start opening in a few years.
Well, David, thanks for that update.
You're welcome, Gwen.
That's WFAE reporter David Borax.